Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down.
All right, let's get this going. We are My Wife Hates Me podcast. It doesn't seem like our volume is...
Well, why turn it up right here?
What are we on? Track one and two.
It looks perfectly fine. Look at it. It looks perfectly fine.
It doesn't look fine to me. Watch. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's fine. I don't know.
Listen, a lot of podcasts start off with some plugs or maybe some hellos or thanking fans. We always start off with questions about if it's loud enough.
Yes, that's what
we
do.
You're a terrible board op. Yeah. Do you know that? You're just full creative. You have no idea how to run the board.
First of all, I do run the board. I've been running the board for over 400 episodes and, you know, maybe a couple glitches. Let's even say maybe five times it went bad. Or 10. Let's say 10 out of 400. Not a bad...
You sound like... oh, my God. What's his face? Doing an impression of you.
Oh, please.
What's his name again?
Bob DeBono.
Bob DeBono.
10.
Sometimes when you're talking, it sounds like I see sort of like I close my eyes. I'm like, it's Bob DeBono doing an impression of Rich.
During sex?
No. Remember, we had a barbecue. Socially distanced... Barbecue.
I don't know about socially distanced, but masks.
We tried our very best to keep it.
We had
civilized. Excuse me.
Yeah, we had signs up there. We had a hand
sanitizer.
So we did as well. And guess what? It was a week and 2 days ago.
Well, Ken Kranz was sitting there all night next to Keith Robinson. And at some point, Keith Robinson goes, I think I said something to Ken. And Keith goes, I thought that was Bob DeBono the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun, the barbecue. We bought too much extra food that we just gave away because we don't need it. We bought tons of food. I mean, everybody ate. Everybody was happy with what they had, but we had so much left
over.
Yes.
I think they would have enjoyed the wings, which you didn't put on the barbecue.
It was too late. I didn't want to cook wings at the end of the day. Only a couple people eat them.
I bet you they would have went like hotcakes.
We had hotcakes and they didn't go fast. We had hotcakes and we had
everything we brought out, people ate, except for the like huge tubs of potato salad
and coleslaw.
And coleslaw.
But they ate all.
But your daughter Ellen made a huge thing of pasta salad, which
we call it macaroni. No, yeah, pasta salad. You're right.
And everybody ate that.
They all did. Everybody.
All the burgers.
Yes, hot dogs, sausages.
All that stuff went. So the,
Beyond Burgers or Impossible Burgers, whatever the fuck they're called.
I think they're Beyond, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
And so I just believe that even the steak, which was bad, apparently.
Well, I didn't cook the steak. DeRosa
took over the steak making. And at one point he was in the kitchen frying it on the grill. In a frying pan.
Yeah, he started on the... on the grill outside, but that was, you know, it was towards the end, so it was getting weaker. We didn't add more charcoal because it was getting late. He took it inside. He did all this work on it, and people didn't like his steak.
They ate it all, though, every bit of it.
Yeah, well, I guess Keith is a complainer.
Keith likes to start things. He complained about the wine. He complained about the food.
But he loved the barbecue. He texted me the next day, great barbecue.
Wow.
You know, that's his nature, is to complain. And I like that because it makes you step up your game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though his complaints are irrational and they don't really hold water, but you step up your game and then realize, what the fuck? Fuck him. You know, but, you know, there was like, you know, most people came that we invited. I'll tell you who we forgot to invite. And one of our good friends, you know, you just out of nowhere, because you don't see people for 5 or 6 months because of this.
Wait, are you going to say their name on the podcast?
No.
Well, why are you bringing it up?
But we forgot. I called him the other day just to talk. Thank God he didn't bring it up. I would have said, oh, my God.
I can't think of who it is.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He always asks you to open for him.
No idea.
We went to his, years ago, we went to his outdoor cookout. It was just him, his girlfriend, and me and you. And I had 3 or 4 turkey burgers there.
Still, no, nothing coming up.
And his girlfriend was crazy.
Oh, GG.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
How did we forget?
I don't know.
And he's a good friend.
I know,
after you don't see somebody for all of a sudden, you know. And we put it together with like 5 days because we did Colin's tape. And we
canceled it twice.
We canceled it because we didn't want to have it before the HBO taping in case everybody gets sick and they blame our barbecue, which I said on the last podcast. We didn't do a podcast last week. We were just so busy. And, you know, we're making up for it now with this extra great podcast that we've already done. If we stopped right now at 8 minutes, people go, wow, that was amazing. But we'll keep going for a little bit. You know, we have stuff to do. I got to go to an outdoor wedding in Washington Square Park with a couple comics, homeless people, and anarchists.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and she goes, dress up. I'm not dressing up. Dress up.
Rosebud Baker.
Yeah, Rosebud's getting married.
Rosebud's getting married.
Do you know her husband's name?
I don't know. I know
Andy.
That he, oh, yeah. He
don't say anything mean.
I was going to say he follows me on Twitter, but I don't, you know. I haven't really, like, locked in on him yet, who he is or what he's about.
Nice guy.
I don't think I've ever spoke to him in person.
I was at the Comedy Cellar one day in the afternoon for something. He was there, and we sat and hung out.
OMG.
Yeah, nice guy. I like him.
You're like living a life, man. You sat inside a restaurant?
This was probably a year ago.
Oh, wow. You've known him for that long?
I probably knew him before that. He definitely knew me. I mean, who doesn't know me?
Someone said to me the other day, they're getting married a little fast, don't you think?
No.
I said, you know, sometimes I think people wait too long. There's a certain around in a year you should be married.
We got married within a year, like a year. They've been together probably a year.
We were together longer than that.
No, a little over a year. It felt longer, but it was a little.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I just said it, so you can't go. I'll say it too. I said it first. So,
you're extra shush today.
What, slobbery?
No, like, it's like your teeth fit now. But you're still sure.
No, I'm not. I'm barely doing it. Well, don't worry about it.
I'm trying to make you feel bad.
Oh, really? Then why'd you bring it up?
Well, so that you could fix it.
Oh, really? I haven't fixed it in 63 years. All of a sudden today it's going to be fixed.
Well, I don't normally hear it. I only started hearing it after you got your teeth fixed.
That's not true.
I never did. Even Raina, when you'd say something about your lisp or whatever, she was like, you don't have one. What are you talking about? I never heard it.
Oh. Because you blanked it out of your mind. It's just one word.
No, now it seems like you have it.
No, I don't have it.
Wait. You're saying when I didn't hear it, you did have it. And now that I do hear it, you don't have it?
Don't have it. It's all in your mind.
Do you have a lisp or not?
Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Do you
know who sings that?
I don't give a shit.
Parliament Funkadelic. Free your mind and your ass will follow. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying when I'm saying that? No. So the barbecue went...
Is this the way you are on other podcasts? I'm curious.
I don't do other podcasts.
Oh, I hear you doing the Cellar podcast all the time, Bobby's podcast.
I haven't done the Cellar in a week.
Oh, well. I guess you're done. Out of the business.
I've done it so many times. No one's done it more than me.
Are you going over to the Stand tonight?
No, it's Tuesday. They don't do anything on Tuesday, do they?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
In life or about the Stand?
I don't know anything about anything.
So the barbecue went well. The taping the week before went well. Everything's been going well. My trees, we planted all these trees out front, 15 of them, evergreens. And the fucking deer are eating our trees. They're skinny. I looked out the window. I go, what the fuck happened to my trees? So I put some more spray on them, repellent. But I don't know. I was thinking maybe I can hang bells, little bells on all the trees. You think that would scare the deer if they hit it and a bell would, you know what I mean? Those little bells.
I think it'll make Allie bark.
Where can you get little bells at? You know,
I don't know. Go to a craft store.
Oh, fuck.
Go to Michael's. But Raina probably has them.
No, not the kind of bells I want. You know, they wrap around or what? Little metal bells. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want big bells. I want those little bells.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You think if I put those on a tree, the bells...
I've already answered.
What was your answer? I don't remember.
I don't think it'll stop the deers, but I think it'll make Allie bark more.
No, why wouldn't it stop the deers? Wouldn't it scare them?
Then if you already have your answer, you have your answer.
Wouldn't it scare the deer, you think?
You already have my answer.
If you were a deer and you were going to
No, it wouldn't scare me. It wouldn't scare me.
They run from anything, deer.
Okay, then don't ask questions. Like, I don't get it. Is it a setup?
No, I'm asking your opinion.
I just told you, no, I don't think it will stop the deer.
I do.
Okay, great. We agree to disagree.
Well, then all I know is our trees are, what happens when they're eaten to nothing? We're going to have 15 fucking things sitting on our front lawn that are not trees anymore.
So try it. I mean, don't know everything.
How else am I going to keep the deer away from eating my fucking evergreens besides the repellent?
You put the repellent on and then, you know.
What am I going to spray
repellent? Listen, you look around. There's trees. They exist. That means that the deers are not eating all the trees. Are they eating some? Yeah, I guess they have to. That's nature. Will the trees still grow? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, will they grow thick? If there's
Well, eventually, yeah.
You don't know. You never grew trees before.
I love having an argument about it, though.
I'm not trying to argue, but though you're acting like you know trees.
I don't, but I look out the... I see... Other people have the same trees as
evergreens?
Us. Yes.
You think they put bells on them when they were small?
I hate you.
How am I going to fucking keep the deer away from eating? That I don't want to sit there. The repellent, you know, it costs a lot. I don't care about the money. But going out and spraying repellent?
Don't?
No. Going out.
You're crazy, man. I'll spend up to $1,000 on repellent. I don't care.
Whatever.
How much is the repellent?
I don't know. It's like probably $15.
Wow. How much money do you spend on the meat for the barbecue?
Oh, I don't know. We spent a lot of money on that barbecue.
I bought a lot of alcohol. We still have like a huge bottle of wine and a huge bottle of vodka. I gave away all the beer.
I gave away probably 2 cases or 3 cases of beer. I don't know.
Well, that wasn't ours. That means people brought it and then...
Yeah, and they left without their beer, so I gave it all to Florentine. I said,
He doesn't even drink.
He has a basement. He has people over. They watch football at his house.
Oh.
So now he has beer. I might have gave him the wings, too.
I think he did. He really made out.
Florentine did well. He brought cookies, though.
I'm doing a podcast with him next week. I'm going to bring it up.
Whose podcast?
Dave Jeskow's for the Comedy Cellar.
What do you mean for the Comedy Cellar?
I don't know. He has a night at the Comedy Cellar podcast or something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Every time Liz asked you to do the Comedy Cellar, you didn't do it.
She only asked me twice. I said yes one time. I said no one time.
That's half the times you said no.
Okay. So what?
So now you're doing it?
I had another thing I had to do.
You did Kevin Brennan's podcast yesterday. That was like 2 hours long.
Oh, it was really long.
Is that all you got to say about it?
When I do other people's podcasts, it's more fun because they're actually talking about something other than like, you know, spraying trees. It's more interesting. They haven't heard every story I've ever told.
No, it's gossip. You guys are doing gossip.
No, we're not. We talked about Jeff Ross.
Yeah. Gossip.
This is kind of funny. So I tweeted, how is cuties at Jeff Ross? And
what's cuties? Everybody doesn't know what you're talking about.
Do you
have
know
to explain.
What I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. It's a show on Netflix that people are saying is like child pornographic.
It's a movie or a show?
It's a movie. It looks uncomfortable, the movie. I've not seen it. But people kept saying it's like for pedophiles. So that was my joke to Jeff Ross. And
what you say, how was cuties?
Yeah, I said, how was cuties?
He liked it.
He liked the tweet.
He probably didn't like it, but he had to say he liked it.
Well, I mean, at least he's got balls. At least he's he's more of a comedian than I might have thought at one point in my life. Anyway, it is interesting to note that other people, some of them who are very feministy women that like almost every tweet I do, did not like that tweet. It's possible they didn't see the tweet, you know, obviously.
Then how would you know they didn't like it if they didn't see it? If they saw it,
There's a button. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
On Twitter?
What do you mean there's a button? If they didn't like it, I mean they had to see it to not like it.
There was, I don't know how this is so complicated for
you. I don't
know
how you could say some of there's women.
You can see who likes your tweets and who doesn't.
Yes.
Who favorites your tweets
and who
doesn't.
Yes, so if they didn't like it, that means they saw the tweet. You're saying there's some people that might not have seen it.
Well, there's no not like it button. It's like you don't know if they saw it or not. If they don't physically hit the fucking favorite button, you don't know if they saw it or not.
Yeah. So
they could have seen it.
You don't know if they dislike it either.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's possible they didn't see it. However, they tend to like almost every tweet I ever tweet, except for it's notable that they didn't like that tweet. They didn't favorite. They didn't physically favorite that tweet. So I'm just, it's a curiosity to me why they wouldn't. Do they think that Jeff Ross is going to, like, you know, punish them in some way for liking that tweet? But it's interesting because they're so vocal about feminism and everything that goes on. You know, and Jeff has been accused of having a relationship with a 15-year-old girl, whether that's
true or
not.
She accused him. Not accused by the authorities. She accused them.
Well, it's going to court.
It is?
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
Because she's got lawyers and shit's going down.
Okay.
So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know.
What's she going to court? What's she saying?
Listen, I haven't spoken to her. I don't know what the deal is. I'm tired of being judge and jury for every single case. At some point, it's like, well, you got to let it fucking play out.
What would you rather be?
What? The judge or the jury?
Yeah.
The jury.
Really?
Yes. Who wants to fucking whack the gavel on someone's life? My sister was the jury foreman in a murder case, and she still has nightmares about it.
Really?
Yeah, because she said, like, somebody's life is in your hands. You know, what if he didn't do it?
Was he proven guilty?
Yes.
They have court in Canada? They have a jury system in Canada?
No, it's just like a lot of people, like, they sing a song, and then if it...
What?
If people are out of harmony, they know the guy's guilty.
Oh. Yeah. We watched a good courtroom movie last night with what was his name again?
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
Thorogood?
Thorogood?
No, that's the singer.
Thorogood.
Who was
Thurgood Marshall. Wait, now you fucking know. Why do you do that? You do something wrong. And then...
With Chazwick, what's his name?
Oh, my God. Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, that's what I said, Thurgood.
No.
What'd I say?
You're saying Thurgood. Is that the name?
Thurgood.
Is that the name?
What is the name?
I just said it.
Say it again.
Thurgood.
Thurgood?
Yes.
That's a weird name, huh? He was the first black man to be on the Supreme Court. With Chazwick, how do you say his last name?
I'm looking for it.
We saw two movies he was in. What a great actor he was.
Yeah,
it's like, a sad story.
Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman.
Yeah, he's great. Josh Gad was really good. Kate Hudson was miscast. Sterling K. Brown. Good cast.
What was he in?
Jussie Smollett was in it.
Which one was he?
Langston Hughes. Oh, he was the gay.
Oh, they were gay? You think they were gay, those two guys?
I mean, they were a little swishy.
Yeah. And this guy was in it. He passed away, so... They shot it before
James
he died.
James Cromwell.
Yeah, before he died, they...
Did they shoot it before he died?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have an expert here on life and death and shooting movies. Now, what's the name of a movie where someone shot it after they died?
The Invisible Man.
Ah, terrific answer from our intelligentsia, Richard Voss.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No, but you kept saying it last night. They shot this before he died. I was like, okay.
I was saying that it's an old movie. Because that guy died a while ago. He was on 6 Feet Under. He was also in the pig movie, Babe.
He was 80 years old.
Wow. He's a good actor. He played the perfect role. You know he turned when he said, that stays in.
2017, by the way. This movie came out.
Well, it was a good movie. And we watched 42. Was it 42? The Jackie Robinson story. That was a good actor.
Mm-hmm,
he was great in Panther. All right. So, and we also started a new TV series with the big guy in it.
Well, stop it. If you don't know what you're talking about, before you start talking, go, ooh, I don't know any information. Maybe I should just not say this. You're like, show, watch, whoa. Okay, I can't remember the name of the show or any of the actors in it it takes place.
The big guy that was-
Stop it.
Aquaman.
Stop it. You look to me to answer for you all the time. I won't do
that
it.
That guy was- wasn't he-
I don't even know him. MoMA.
Wasn't he at your awards, those little dumb awards you worked on in the tent?
No.
He was there, wasn't he?
No.
I thought he was getting an award.
Jason Momoa, is that his name?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know him. I don't watch those shows. So I don't have any superhero movie. I just shut it out.
Aquaman.
I don't fucking take it in at all. It's like, yeah, you keep saying that. Aquaman.
Yeah.
I didn't see Aquaman. I won't see Aquaman.
I saw it.
I don't care about the people who play those parts, and I don't care about the directors who direct those parts.
Well, you know what? Oh, who are you, Scorsese?
Listen, yeah. Fuck it. It's like the only movies that make money because they do well internationally.
They're good movies.
And it's like you can't now, it's just like the middle class. There's no more movies that are made for, you know.
Yes, there is. Independent.
A regular films. Amount of money. It's only like really fucking, you know, under 10 million or over 150 million. There. I've said it. Fuck superhero movies.
Yeah, well.
They're stupid. They're all the same. I can't even believe people watch them. I watch them and I just go, this is mind-numbing boredom to me.
There's
no intellect whatsoever. The dialogue, it could be interchangeable for any fucking show.
No.
I watched one Spider-Man that was good, and that's it. That's all I'm
going to do. The end game? Wait, what's it called? What was the last two big ones?
I don't watch them, so I don't know.
Call Raina. Raina likes it. Raina.
I don't know how to help you. She's probably still doing school.
Raina.
Or she might be sleeping. Leave her alone.
Oh, she knows.
I told her we were doing it. If she wants to come down, she'll come down.
She watched all of them.
Okay, great. Like, do you have any kind of insight or do you just...
Yes. What do you want insight on?
I don't know anything because all you do is go, oh, superhero movies, good. Raina watches.
We watch them together. She watched a whole series
before.
Yeah,
but what is that? Like, what are you trying to say? What is the point you're making here? You still don't know any of the name? We'll watch fucking 9 seasons of something, and he won't know the name of one of the characters.
Yes, I do. Nate, ask me any question.
What's the name of the show that we're currently watching that we've watched 4 episodes of, I think.
What, Hell on Wheels, that one?
We're done that one.
Yeah, we finished it. 5 seasons.
5 horrible seasons.
5 horrible?
It was 1.5 good seasons and the rest were terrible.
No.
Like a joke. The only thing that was good about it was the, I loved the, you know, the sets and the landscape shots. I liked all that stuff. I did, personally. I like a nice Western. I like a widescreen with a long lens. Sorry.
Oh, God. You like the landscape? Oh, my God. No one says that. Not even Woody Allen or a director would go, I love the landscape.
Well, a Western has a certain look to it, a certain landscape. It's
yeah,
nice.
It's comforting.
There's something...
a certain fucking green screen they use on it.
No, I don't know where that was shot, but that was real.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
You can tell a green screen. The show we're watching now, I think, uses green screen.
What's the name of that one? Well, you don't even know.
No, but I didn't start talking about it.
And the only reason you like watching is because it's...
Frontier.
It was shot in Canada.
Yes, I believe it was shot in Canada. It's about the fur trade.
It's so boring.
When do you think that is? Like 1700s?
I don't fucking know. The fur trade. That's what would come down to us. We've watched every historical...
Well, Montreal exists, so I don't know how old that is.
We watch every historical TV show from... Tudors was probably the best. Tudors. And then what's the one that you liked, 5 seasons?
The Last Kingdom.
Yeah, that was good, but that wasn't
exceptional.
As good.
That was top of the line.
It wasn't better than Tudors, though.
I mean, Tudor's was very good.
Tudor's was the best.
And I will say that
people go, well, you need a Tudor. What? Listening.
Do you know that it's a different word, right?
A Tudor.
Yeah, but you know it's spelled differently, right?
Yeah. One's with a D and one's with a T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody knows
that.
So
you don't need a Tudor.
Go ahead.
The Last Kingdom had some issues, but it held up. What happens is the second season's rotten. I don't know. Like, they can't do it.
With The Wire.
Oh, my God. Cobra Kai, second season. Unwatchable. I mean, we made it through, but it went from being this really smart, sort of making fun of itself show to being just like the worst sitcom on the planet. It was embarrassingly bad.
They're coming out with season 3.
And now they're doing a season 3, and it's like, come on, don't do it. Although sometimes the show will get better in season 3, but...
They're giving these
season two. Why can't any fucking show do a season two? It's
Sopranos and The Wire season 2 was good.
I'm not saying all of them, but
you just said, why can't it show?
I did, and I was using hyperbole to make my point.
Well, whatever a hyperbole is,
it's an exaggeration.
Oh, then why didn't you just say an exact? Why didn't you say that? Why would you try to be like so fucking fancy?
Oh, if I know a word that you don't know, that's I'm being ultra fancy.
Oh, hyperboles. Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm not allowed. Oh, okay, yeah. No, let's get out of the dirt, Eva.
Yeah.
Oh, no, get out of the mud, Eva. That was from Hell on Wheels. They said, get out of the mud, Eva. I say it to Rich all the time.
Yeah. You're living in the mud.
You love living in the mud.
I live in the reality. You're like, I live in the moment.
I love being like a piece of shit, bettering myself.
Here, share mommy's mic. I got it. Didn't you, Raina's here. Now, you're pretty, I would guess you're a smart person.
Just sit on my lap.
You're very smart. Straight A's, right? you get straight A's. You're pretty well known as a smart person, right? Talk up into the mic. Don't guess. Yes or no. You're a smart person, right?
I guess.
She's being modest. That's a good quality, people.
Well, you can't be that smart if you had to fucking make a necklace with your name on it so you remember who you are. But
you think I can see the necklace? Maybe you're the one who's
that's
not smart.
You're not supposed to wear necklaces with your name on it because like pedophiles will be like, oh, hey, Raina, right? Oh, we met. And then you don't realize, oh, they just looked at your necklace.
Can you make me one that says Voss?
No.
Like that says Voss?
Oh, you really need to remember your name so much that you need a necklace?
Can you make me one that says Voss?
No.
Or a bracelet.
Necklaces are for girls.
Can you make me a bracelet that says Voss like that, please?
No, that's...
What?
Jewelry is for girls.
Or can you make me a bracelet that says Jessica, Ellen, Raina, like that, all three names on a bracelet like that?
You already got the tattoos. I think it's enough.
Can you do that?
No.
Come on. All right. Don't ask me to get you fucking hot fries.
Oh, my God. He will turn on you. If you say no to him, boy.
No, I asked her. She promised me a bracelet over 2 months ago and still hasn't done.
My phone's ringing.
No, sit down. Your phone's not ringing, but your ears are going to be when I punch you in the head.
Okay.
How do you like that? You like all. Now, we've watched the superhero
movies.
He's joking
movies. If anyone's calling.
He's not. He's not joking.
Now.
What's child services?
CPS?
Yeah.
Really? Child Protection Services?
I couldn't come up with the protection part.
Can you... Now, you watch Endgame. You watch all the Marvel movies to catch up to me.
I watched two of them.
You watch all the other Marvel movies.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you do. You watch Thor and Spider-Man.
I watched Thor and Spider-Man. That was basically it.
No.
Yeah.
Captain America?
No.
You didn't see Captain America? None of Captain America.
None of it.
Listen, just say yes, because he's the kind of person he will ask you
200
times out.
I'm not a liar.
He doesn't know how to, like, have further conversation. He'll just be like, you did, you watched it, you saw them, and then he'll start listing them, and you can tell him all day long he didn't, he won't.
How many Spider-Men did you see?
I don't know, two of them.
Just go.
The cartoon?
I'm no liar.
I'm no liar. I'm not a liar. That's how it's said. I'm no liar. God, are you doing homeschooling? So, how many did you see? How many Spider-Men?
Like two.
Oh, how about
I can't take it. I can't take it.
What's his name? You know, with the outfit.
yeah. What do you mean? All of them have an outfit.
No, the super, what's his name? Downey, Robert Downey Jr., is that it?
Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Man. How many Iron Man did
you
see? Oh, come on. I saw you watching all
I
those.
I didn't watch any of them.
Yeah, because you were
except
saying
the ones I already saw.
That means you.
Well, no, I'm talking about like the Spider-Man.
And Iron Man, you saw
I
Iron
didn't see any of the Iron Man movies.
Are you lying? Why are you lying?
Why would I lie about that? That's such a dumb thing to lie about.
Did you watch both Endgames? What were they called?
There's only one Endgame.
And what was the one before it?
I forget.
But you saw it.
Yeah.
And you loved them. You told
me. I didn't love them.
You did.
I didn't.
You liked Endgame.
I thought they were good movies, but I didn't love them.
You liked them?
I guess I like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Most movies I like.
Most movies you like.
Oh, well, yeah. Me and Mom were watching a movie the other night. It wasn't good. I didn't like it.
Yeah. She makes you watch her shitty movies with her, right?
Well, no. Most of the time she has good movie choices.
Come on.
What are you doing?
I'm saying.
It's so annoying to have a conversation with you. He asked you a question. He just did it on this podcast to me, too, where he asked you a question and then you answer him and he goes, no.
Okay, Raina.
Like, why won't you accept people's answers?
Raina, do you think bells, little bells.
Bells?
Bells, you know, ring, 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 a bell, a little bell. If it went off, a deer would run. Like, if say, a deer had walked into a bush and bells went off, do you think it would run away?
First of all, bells don't go off.
They started ringing. It did.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, they would probably run away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Oh, okay. I guess if you give the answer that he wants, he'll stop asking. So that's what I just have to do.
Why is he asking?
Because the deer are eating the trees out front, so he's going to put bells on them to scare the deers away.
Oh, it'd be like little Christmas decorations. We should just decorate all of them.
No, I'm not going to decorate them. Put bells as.
Oh, yeah. No.
Bells, no. Some ornaments, a little garland. No. Shut the hell up. Your voice is so annoying. I'm sorry.
Oh,
don't be sorry.
God.
Don't be scared
get
of her.
Out of here.
Don't be scared of her.
I was just reciting what Dad said about my friend.
What? You said her friend had...
Yeah, I was on FaceTime because I was trying to get directions with her. And then he ended the FaceTime and go, her voice was annoying me too much.
She was off the... I ended the call. Yeah,
well, you just hung up on her friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, in my car.
It was connected to the car, so we just...
Yeah, because they're both... They're yapping. They're both like these...
What do you think you do with your friends? What do you think you do with your friends? All you do is yap.
We don't yap. We talk important stuff. You two are going, where's the park? And they're giggling, and you go down this road to the park.
Then you were getting annoyed with me because I didn't know where the park was. Okay, if you just stayed on FaceTime, we would have been at the park.
No. No. And don't make your face like Mommy. You're just copying Mommy.
I'm not copying Mommy.
Look, the same expression.
No, she copied me. She started doing that after I did it.
No.
Yes.
You're both.
No. I started doing that because of TikTok, okay?
What?
No. I started doing that because of TikTok, and last time I checked, she's not on TikTok.
Oh, so you're copying from TikTok. Yes? Then she told me about some girl on TikTok that has 80 million followers or something.
Mm-hmm. Charlie?
Yeah.
She made me take her to Dunkin' Donuts yesterday to get the Charlie.
I wanted to try
a drink,
it.
And then we got it, and it's like this full coffee thing.
I wanted to try it.
Which you drank two sips of.
It was kind of bad.
Dunkin' Donuts is naming a drink after a TikTok person.
Yeah, they did like a little partnership.
How much money?
No.
How much money is that kid? How old's that kid?
16, I think. 16.
Why don't you do something on TikTok where you could get us some money, make us famous?
Money is not the life
goal.
Yeah, money is evil.
Oh, it is? When you wanted it for your Switch, you had no problem asking for it.
That's different.
How's it different?
Well,
yeah,
that's a necessity.
No, see, stumped.
And sometimes in life you want a Switch, but other times in life you want to get money so you can be bad. And I don't want that.
Your ad-libbing skills are stinking up.
She has to sit there and listen to her teacher. It's like so funny to listen to the teacher. It's like she has to listen to 10 really bad TED Talks every day.
Annoying. I hate it so
Why?
Much.
They're good. That's how you learn.
I don't remember anything from the first three classes I had today, but that's how I learn.
Well, that's your fault.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that one.
Yeah, because you're not paying attention. You're daydreaming. If you focus.
If they were doing better at teaching, I wouldn't be unfocused.
No, they're doing as good as they can. They're not. First of all, this is new to them, too. Okay, it's new to them.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't do.
We had it last year.
No, you know what? You're a little snot. And guess what? When you stay, make your little smirky faces. But when you stay back,
you're not going to stay back because you didn't focus for 5 minutes in class.
You didn't focus all morning, you just said.
Same thing.
All right. You sit there comfortably on the couch, sit at the table, sit up straight.
I'm not going to stay back. There's kids who get a lot worse grades.
You don't compare. You worry about you. You don't compare yourself.
I know,
to
but
other.
I'm just saying that you're not going to get laid back, stayed back.
You're laid back. That's why you're not learning.
You stayed back.
You're not going to stay back.
No.
If you're laid back,
yes.
You stay back.
Even if you don't stay back, you're not going to get ahead like you were, like you used to be. You used to be. Don't tell me to swallow. I know how to do a podcast.
You're like, you put gum in, I don't know why, in the middle of a big speech.
That was so gross. I hate
it's like, do you think people listening enjoy that?
Oh, it's so gross to look.
Why would
them.
You do it? Why wouldn't you just wait another 5 minutes? I don't understand.
You really got to get your act together. I mean, when people gag by looking at you, that's
great.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, they really gag.
Well, I saw you with all your slobber all around, that dumb white shit all in the creases of your lips, your dried-ass lips. Pores everywhere. Yeah.
How come your forehead's starting to look like the Big Dipper? Because you're eating candy.
When was the last time I had candy?
Yesterday?
No.
Yes?
No.
You brought a bag of something into the bed.
No, that's... Okay, barely. That was like 2 bites.
Barely?
Oh my God.
And so, you're,
that was like you had an ice cream yesterday.
That was like the first time I had candy in like months.
You're a beautiful kid, okay?
Can't say the same about you.
On the inside and the outside.
He's not a kid. He's an adult.
Go ahead. You could be mean. You could try to be funny. But I'm just looking out for your welfare. Your teeth will fall out. I know about bad teeth from not taking... How many times a week do you brush your
teeth?
Two
times a day.
You don't brush your teeth two times. You can't even go in the bathroom two times a day without melting.
Huh?
You know, she doesn't like going in there. She's not really big on cleaning.
I promise you she's not brushing her teeth twice
I
a
do.
Day.
I brush it in the morning and then before I go to bed.
No way.
Oh, come on. No way. Oh, my God. Please. No way. Yesterday when she went to her friend, she was like, do I smell?
No, I didn't. Why would you lie about that?
Do you smell?
I didn't say
sometimes
that.
Sometimes she does. It's like she gets it. She comes to give me a hug. I go, I can't.
I didn't say that.
God, do you think you're going to get friends in high school if you smell?
Well, I have friends now.
Yeah.
And I don't smell. I take 10 showers. Every
all right,
day.
All
a year.
Right. Raina
I'm only kidding.
Smell.
You don't smell.
It's a dumb, bad joke you do.
Oh, I was kidding.
Oh, you're going to cry. You don't cry.
But I can't hold my breath much longer.
I don't.
Don't cry. Look at
you.
Smell.
I think it's you. You smell, honestly, worse.
Yeah, but mommy runs around and naked and shows and does, like, will show her butt to you and stuff. That's just as gross, right?
She's disgusting.
Listen, if you walk by my bedroom when I'm changing, you're going to see some.
You're trying to protect me from child predators by not making me...
Yeah,
it's disgusting. It's not normal. You laugh. Do you see anyone else laughing?
No.
Not funny.
I'm not laughing. It's not...
It's weird.
We are right to run around.
It's annoying. It's disgusting. I don't want to have to look at
her bosoms, right?
Her old people boob. Uh-huh. It's disgusting. Quite frankly, I don't like it. It's not nice.
Quite frankly. Is that what you say? What do you like better? Looking at mommy's boobs
or Endgame?
Endgame.
Yes.
I never even said I disliked Endgame. I liked that movie.
What about the one before?
I don't know. I like that one too.
What about Captain America?
I never seen him.
Iron Man.
Never seen him.
Black Panther.
Ned didn't see
You didn't him. See Black Panther?
I didn't see Black Panther.
Are you crazy?
Rest in peace, but no.
You really have nothing. You bring nothing to the table.
Yeah, that's why I didn't feel like coming down here.
No, you're good today.
Because you're always like, oh, Reno, do you like Endgame? Oh, it's boring and stupid.
Why is it boring? We were trying to prove a point. Why are you so cute? Last night with Mommy and I said, look how cute she is.
What else did you say last night?
The first time we've ever agreed on. Usually one of us was like, no.
No, we were saying, look how cute she is. You're turning into a woman. You're going from a kid to a woman.
What the hell are you?
Oh my gosh. What is this, drinking after school special?
I hate this.
It's because she's drinking almond milk. It's good for you. I bought some more. It's good for you.
Can we kick him out of here?
Are you going to re-dye your hair? Why don't you do purple this time?
No.
Yeah, do the front purple.
No.
Why? Red is...
I want to do it green.
No, green is gross.
I want to do green.
Do purple.
I want to do green.
People will think it's just from you blowing your nose on it.
No, they won't. Don't say stupid things.
I know.
No one's listening. This is boring.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Go.
Ow. She doesn't have to leave.
I'm sorry.
Come on, I got to wrap it up.
My legs.
Oh, get up. We're wrapping
also,
it up.
When Raina's here, it becomes the Rich and Raina show. I don't even need to be here, which is fine. I don't want to be here, but have your own show.
All right, bye.
You guys should do a Patreon together.
Bye. Bye, Bonnie.
No, I...
Well, you just said you didn't need to be here, so why don't you leave?
Oh, my God. You can't kick her out of her own podcast.
Well, she wants to go. She just said it.
No, I'm wrapping it up anyhow. Don't get your mom mad. You were fun. You were fun while you were here, while it lasted. Say goodbye. Let me and Mommy wrap it up. And quit making your stupid face. It's really bothering me. How about if I... Look at her with her dumb lips. Doesn't that bother you? Hello, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I thought you guys were doing a podcast together.
No, I'm trying to get rid of her.
Yeah, me too. It's like annoying. You're the one who called her down.
I'm the one telling her.
Let the devil sleep, man.
Oh, my God.
I called her down. Now I'm telling her to scram.
Jeez. Whatever, it's 46
well,
minutes
you're...
It's time to end it.
Are you done with school today?
Yeah.
All you do is lash out.
All you do is make lash out.
What?
More.
Whoa.
See.
Somebody's not ad-libbing today.
It's not good.
I don't know what that is. Sorry.
What, ad-libbing? You do too.
I don't.
Coming up with it. Do you have any jokes that you want to tell that you made up last night?
Mm-mm.
No?
They're not good enough.
They weren't good? They were all right.
Tell the one from, tell the one that you heard on TikTok.
Oh, that's not hers. I don't like when she does
so
it.
So me and my friend were talking about holidays and which ones were our favorite. And she goes, Halloween was her favorite holiday. And I like Halloween. I tell her I like Halloween, but there's just one thing that, you know, I don't like. It just scares me about Halloween. And she goes, which is? And I was just glad someone was on the same wavelength as I was.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you how to tell it better.
No.
Do one thing I don't like about Halloween. And she goes, what?
Which is?
And you go, yeah. That's how you end that.
I do it on my own.
I
do it on the TikTok way. I don't like your way.
What way is better? Tell the truth.
No, stop. Really?
What? Why not? Really, what?
Just said you can't handle it if anyone slightly disagrees with no.
No, I'm just
you're gonna
no, I'm just saying.
No, now he's gonna go into like why his way is better for 2 hours. Okay. I didn't know you were that fragile. Your ego's after daddy's way is better, Raina. Shh, 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 shh. Daddy's way is better.
Which is yeah. Yeah.
No, I like the TikToks way better.
How's it go after your switches?
Let's hear yours. See, you can't even when someone tells you exactly what you're doing. This whole podcast has been us telling you that people can disagree with you. You just keep going and going and going. You have one mode, and now you're going to start to get angry, bully, until people agree with you. You'll bring it up 100 times. Till people go, okay, sorry, yeah, you're right. Are you that fragile?
Stop, Raina.
I'm doing ASMR for them.
No.
All right, I got to wrap this up because before they team up, look, they're sitting on the same chair, both staring at me. Look at her.
Next time Raina comes down, she shares your mic.
No, please, I'm going to get spit on.
No.
Oh, really? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah, well, whenever you talk, it's... That's spitting noise.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It really grossed me out.
Well, yeah, but you're the one spitting. You know, they do say it. Don't spray it.
Yeah, it's not funny. No one's laughing. Hardy, har, har.
No. Anyhow,
can you please leave so we can say goodbye? Do our
you can
plugs.
Say, we can all say goodbye. I'll say goodbye.
She hates it, but she won't leave.
We can like, all say goodbye.
I hate it. It's boring.
Same with you. You're why don't awful. You leave? You're always saying, oh, I want to leave. Oh, this is your podcast. But then when I said, why don't you go, you got all offended. So
I didn't get all offended. I just didn't leave.
You go.
Well, because you know why? Because you're being so, I don't know why you're on an extra sharp thing today where you're just like you're
because I said
spewing
that you,
out
because I said that you should leave the podcast if you didn't like it.
And then she makes that face. Don't you want to punch her?
I don't know what that means. I honestly don't know what you're talking about exactly.
Don't make that face, is really aggravating people. Hit smack her.
No. No, she's doing it because she's pushing your buttons.
I know it's aggravating.
Why is it so aggravating?
Because. Ugh, you're getting on my nerves. Mm-hmm. Did you clean your room?
Mm-mm, not yet.
Do you like living like that?
It's not that bad.
Stepping on all your stuff.
It's not, I learned to avoid it.
All your
okay,
nice.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Me too.
All right, bye, guys.
Are you leaving?
Well, we're all saying goodbye.
Okay, September 26th, East Brunswick Square Mall, myself, Jim Florentine, Karen Feehan, Karen Feehan. Anyhow, so that's September 26th, East Brunswick Square Mall. Get your tickets at UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Outdoor September 26th, UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Tomorrow night. Thursday night, I'll be in Annandale. I don't know where. Look it up. Annandale. Thank you. Are you guys leaving? Well, they're gone. So that's September 26th. And then the 23rd and 24th in Morris Plains. All right. There you have it.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. That somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Feel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.